You're listening to a TJSideways.com podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Thank you, Beth. Welcome to another Monday edition of the TJSideways.com podcast, coming to you live from the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to enjoy or rate us on Stitcher and iTunes. You can interact with the show each and every week on Twitter at TJ Slideways, our Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com, also via email, podcast@TJSlideways.com. Jam-packed podcast this Monday, as we have four big guests for you. Brad Lamberson's going to kick off the show here in a little bit, talking about his opening night victory at the Butler Speedway. Then we're going to have Chad Baseflug on to discuss his USAC Amsoil National Sprint Car Series win Saturday night at Eldora Speedway during the Let's Race 2 event. That was his second career USAC win. We'll talk about that in his program for this season. Very interesting how it came about. And then also we're going to have Greg Dahlman on to preview the upcoming Great Lakes Super Sprints events at I-96 Speedway and ONDL Speedway. And we're going to close out the show tonight with Dusty Zomer. Zomer was at Eldora on Friday, where we made contact with him before heading off to Wilmot Raceway to win the bumper-to-bumper IRA Sprint Car Series event up there on Saturday. So a jam-packed show this week, getting ready for, coming off of the big show at Eldora, the Let's Race 2 weekend. What an awesome visit. Great way to start our season after a very rainy spring for us. Every race I personally tried to get to was rained out. Our staff only made it, I think, combined to two races in the past few weeks. It's been pretty ugly, but Chamber of Commerce weather all weekend, even with the doom and gloom forecast Saturday at Eldora Speedway. And it was just an awesome performance, first of all, by Kerry Madsen both nights, just knocking down the boards up on the top of the racetrack both nights in dominating fashion, winning both the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series events, second time that's happened in a row now. During that spring event, Dyshot's doing the same thing last year. It was interesting to watch Madsen, though. Just he looks so strong. They've really hit on something. It'll be interesting to see if they can carry that into the big events in the summer when the Kings Royal comes around. Now, in the non-wing side of things, Brian Clausen finally got the monkey off his back, picked up his first ever USAC Amsoil National Sprint Car Series victory on Friday night at Eldora, his first Eldora USAC feature victory. And it's a place that's been kind of a real roller coaster in the sprint car for him. He's been so close so many times. He has a midget win, has Silver Crown win, finally picking up the sprint car win, giving him all three USAC national divisions. And we mentioned Chad Baseflug getting the victory on Saturday. And it was, he started on the front row, but he definitely had to earn it. Multiple late race restarts, Brady Bacon right on his back bumper, some tremendous moves through traffic that I thought at two different points, one in the race, and then there'd be a caution with no lap cars in between him. But he held everybody off, and it was a really neat weekend there at Eldora Speedway, and the racing was good all weekend. Glad to hear that Dave Blaney is okay after that very scary ride on Friday night. I know we're doing the live coverage up. We definitely held off any kind of post or anything on that. I know a lot of people did not. We did, because I didn't know how serious the situation was at the time, but it was ugly. So we're glad that Dave is okay. And there was some torn up equipment over the weekend. Friday's race at Eldora was interesting. It was the Eldora High Wire Act we hadn't seen in quite a while, where the cushion went slick all the way up to the fence. And a lot of the younger guys that, you think about it, Tony's had the place for about 10 years now, have not seen those track conditions at Eldora. And it was very interesting to see people navigate it. And then Saturday, a little more cushion to lean on. A big cushion, actually. It did get up by the fence, but not nearly as close as it did on Friday. And people like Madsen up for the task both nights, but also Chad Kemnaugh, second place both nights, right through the middle of the racetrack. And it was interesting both nights to see him charge through. And as Kemnaugh alluded to in his Saturday post-race interview, if he can start any further towards the front it could be really interesting to see if that team can make some noise at the Kings Royal coming up in July. But we're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to have talk to some of our local stars here, Brad Lamberson, your Butler Motor Speedway season opener winner, and more. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Podcast. Stay tuned.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. Seven races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Glade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Podcast on another Monday night. From the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Joining us now on the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline, your feature winners, the opening night at the Butler Speedway, one of the up-and-coming drivers in the Great Lakes area, Brad Lamberson, joining us on the line. Brad, thank you for taking time out to join us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you on here. And let's talk about Saturday, because you got the feature win. Great way to start the year there at Butler. Ended up maybe spoiling Doug Zimmerman's unretirement party, but you got the job done.
Yeah, I actually got pretty lucky. On our last restart, I seen Zimmy had a broken left rear shock, and I knew I had to take advantage of it.
So he doesn't make many mistakes there on a weekly deal, so you have to take advantage of it when you can. We've been hearing a little bit that the track's changed a little bit at Butler. We've taken some of the banking out of it. Maybe the shape has changed a little bit. Did you find that to be the case on Saturday?
Yeah, I noticed that there might have been a little bit of banking taken out, but I really noticed that the edge was flattened out, which made it pretty nice for people that slide off the edge. I happened to almost slide off the edge taking the checkered flag coming up on that traffic, so that saved me there.
I'm sure your car owner, Steve Smith, was appreciative of that, too. Steve, for those that don't know in the area, he came from pavement modifieds, eventually did some pavement sprint car racing, got a dirt sprint car. How did you get connected with him? You did a little racing for him last year. I know you guys are going to do some stuff this year, but how did you get connected with Steve?
Well, back in the day in mini sprints, he sponsored me, but I actually had no idea that it was the same person.
And really?
Just last year, I caught wind that he was thinking about getting a dirt car, and I ended up getting a phone call from him, I'd say late in the season anyways. I don't remember when it was, probably September. But he called me to wheel his new Beast dirt car, and we had some good runs, but the last race we were able to run ended up junking up the car at I-96. It was All-Star show. We were running for the transfer spot and caught a rock and blew my tire and I went for a tumble.
So now guys come up on this year. So what is the plan for you and Steve for this season?
We are just planning on running, just bouncing around all over Michigan. Maybe later on in the season, if we're running good, we will drive down to Ohio and maybe try to run with them guys.
Brad Lamberson joining us, your opening night winner at the Butler Speedway on Saturday. Now, you also have your own car still. Are you going to have that out a few times this year, or are you going to be focusing on Steve's effort?
I will have it out a few times this year. I actually ran it last Friday. This past Friday at Lima Land, got my first heat race win there and got my first top 10.
Well, there you go.
So pretty good, but we had a better car than that, but ended up hitting the wall on the last lap, popped my tire and ended up whipping it in for 10th.
Well, there you go, Brad Lamberson. Joining us now, there are options this year in the Great Lakes State. You know, we have two dirt sprint car series now along with Butler. We have sprints on dirt, well, two wing dirt series, sprints on dirt, and the Great Lakes Super Sprints. Are you going to be doing a little bit of both series, maybe doing either or? Are you guys going to focus in on Butler? I mean, as far as Michigan stuff goes, what is the plan and with which cars?
Well, the plan in my car is to hit most of the new Great Lakes series shows, and then in the Smith Motorsports car, we'll be hitting most side shows and Butler and surrounding all-star shows.
Now, here's the other.
Oh, and also World of Outlaw shows.
Yes.
Become the Michigan, too.
Yes, you got a couple of visits there. But this Saturday, now, we have a choice to make. So there's two races on the same night, both series. We weren't expecting teams to have to make this choice this soon because of the sod reschedule. So on Saturday night, where is Brad Lamberson going?
I will be heading to Crystal.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. So that leads.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite tracks, so we're going to try to run with them.
As I was going to say, you just about nabbed a season opener there at one point. So let's talk about the sod situation with the open motor and the tire. What's your initial thoughts, and have you had a chance to run the new tire yet?
We actually did run the new tire a couple weeks ago at Mid-Michigan. We had good success with it. Struggled a little bit with forward bite, but we also had a very dry track. I'm excited to run it. I was a little weary about it. The motor rule I was a little unhappy about because I had just bought a brand new motor last year. So a brand new 360 at that.
Brad Lamberson joining us. Do you think that tire is going to be as much, pardon me, is it equalized or as they think it will be?
What was that? Sorry.
Do you think the tire will be as much of an equalizer as they are thinking it's going to be?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to wear a little bit faster with the bigger motors. Besides that, I think we'll be all right on them.
Brad Lamberson joining us on the line. How did you get interested in sprint car racing? What drew you to it?
Well, I started when I was 4 years old, so I've always looked up to them two of the big guys in sprint cars and always had wanted to drive one. And Shelby Bilton actually gave me my first opportunity in a sprint car. And I had a great run at Butler my first year, then a second in the point. And then my second year in it, I won the championship. Then it was, I landed a big sponsorship from Melling Select Performance and started traveling with the Sprints on Dirt series, where I finished third in points, actually fourth in points the first year and third the second year. And now I'm here.
So ultimately, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years in the sprint car world?
I would love to make it to the All-Stars within 5 years. I don't know if it's a far shot or not, but hopefully I can have some good success this year and maybe get noticed.
Brad Lamberson, one of the drivers that will be racing with the Engine Pro Sprints on Dirt, presented by ARP Saturday night at Crystal Motor Speedway. Well, Brad, I'm sure you have some people to thank that made Saturday possible, and I'll be taking you up to Crystal on Saturday.
Oh, of course. First off, I got to thank Steve Smith for this amazing opportunity. It's absolutely unreal. My crew chief, Robert Flanagan, he is a genius when it comes to car setup. My sponsors, Melling Select Performance, Premium Transportation, Jimmy's Towing, also Advantage Driveline, and Jim Coffee & Sons Plumbing.
All right, well, Brad, I really appreciate you taking time out for us tonight, and best of luck on Saturday. Look forward to seeing you up there.
Thank you so much.
All right, Brad Lamberson, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chad Baseflug, your feature winner Saturday night at the Eldora Speedway. You're listening to TJ Sliders Podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. Seven races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
You're listening to TJ Sliders.com podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Thank you, Beth. We mentioned earlier that great sprint car program with the USAC Amsoil National Sprint Car Series Saturday as part of the Let's Race 2 program over the weekend. And the feature winner Saturday night with the USAC Amsoil Sprint Cars, the second career win for him, first one ever at Eldora for Ted Baseflug. And let me make sure I'm getting it right. It is Baseflug, correct?
Correct. You nailed it.
All right, cool. Because I joke that McMahon is the most commonly misspelled sprint car name, but I think yours might be the most commonly mispronounced.
Oh yeah, I would commonly mispronounced everywhere, not just at the racetrack.
Yeah, I listened closely over the years to make sure I got it right and made sure everything was all right. But let's get to the good stuff. Saturday night at Eldora. Great performance right off the front row, but you did not have it easy as you had multiple challengers throughout that whole feature.
Yeah, we had a great car in the heat race. We had a great car both nights. The first night we had a really strong car in qualifying and in the heat race. The feature, we just missed it a little bit there and obviously made the right adjustments and right changes and, took advantage of starting on the pole and getting out to the early race lead. You know, Richard Hoffman told me when I was running for him once that, you know, these opportunities only present themselves so many times, so you definitely have to take advantage of them.
And that's ironic because the guy at the end you were trying to hold off was the Hoffman's driver, Brady Bacon. And at one point, there's all those late race restarts. You had a little bit of a cushion. Let's go back to early restarts, but towards the end, you're in the lead, and you actually had a couple lap car cushion. Did you know you had a couple lap cars between yourself and second place?
Yeah. They over the receiver, they ran the running order off, and I remembered that I had just lapped Scotty and a couple of the other cars. So then I looked up at the scoreboard and seen that obviously the numbers that they read off are not on the scoreboard. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a hint, but you got to know those guys are back there behind them, even charging after you. So you can't ever really take it easy, especially at Eldora. You can, you take it too easy, you can definitely lose a lot of ground really quick.
So then there's more cautions and a red flag after that. Your cushion's gone. They're right behind you. What are you thinking during those moments before you go back to green?
Well, after the first red and even the second one, you know, Davey came up and said, don't do anything different. Just keep doing what you're doing. So he said that my restarts are great and just keep doing the same thing. So, I knew we had a good car, but once again, you know, Brady and Mezeral and, everybody back there, it's tough on any given night. So had to keep your elbows up and stay in the hunt and not give up and not make any mistakes. That's the biggest thing. So many people made mistakes there in the middle of the race, just in one and two. That seemed to be where all the wrecks were at. So you had to definitely, you know, kind of slow yourself down and not necessarily slow yourself down, but make sure you hit your marks and you didn't give them anything that they would definitely take.
Chad Baseflug joining us here on the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline. So you take the checkered flag, biggest win of your career, you think, yet, or it's got to be near the top, I would think.
Yeah, definitely to do it in my own car, my equipment that I've built over the off season. It makes it so worth it at the end of the day when you can pick a win up at Eldora like that is huge. You know, there's so many people that wish they could get a win at Eldora, and to add your name to that list is pretty special.
Now all of our cell phones work, so you probably had flooded with text messages too. Chad Baseman joining us on the line. Let's talk about your program for this year. You had bounced around from some different rides and stuff, but you put together something really neat this year with your own program with a couple of partners that ended up being race fans just a couple of years ago. Why don't you talk to us about how that all came together?
Yeah, I did that ride jump in last year. I quit the five car after just some things weren't going the right way, and then got hooked up with the 66 and got fired out of that and just kind of made my mind up that I wanted to put my own stuff together. I had my own car and motor. I just didn't have it all to go race the full USAC tour, but had my mind set on it. And after I'd gotten fired, I had talked to a friend and they got me in touch with Chuck and Fred and just kind of talked, and Tyler was going to go do his own thing with the top motorsports people. And so it left the opportunity there to be able to team up with these guys. So they had a car and a motor. I had a car and a motor. Now we had all the pieces it was just getting everything blended together to make it all work and make it all the same. And we've been able to do that and have fast competitive cars. You know, it's my first full-time running Max and chassis with FK Shocks I ran last year, but you change the chassis up, that can be a big change sometimes. So, you know, new team, new cars, everybody's working really well together. Chuck and Fred, they've given me everything I need, and they don't tell me what to do or how to do it. They tell me, you know, you're guiding the missile, so you build what you want and just make sure it's fast, which makes it a lot easier on me to be able to build the cars the way I want them and not have to worry about a car owner getting mad because you did this or that and it's not what they wanted. So it definitely has been a blessing for sure to be able to team up with guys that are so not necessarily not caring, but they just put all the faith in you and rely on you. So I'll take that weight any day on my shoulders.
Now, I was kind of looking earlier in the year. You had some good results, but it was mixed in with some other stuff, too. All of a sudden, it seems like the past three or four races, you've really started to hit on something. Is that just a matter of getting used to the cars, or did you guys kind of hit on something that's really made you get going in the past 3 weeks or so?
I don't think we've had much luck. I mean, in Florida, we kind of got ran over with and Cody Swanson and had a back runner there. Then we, you know, Lawrenceburg, we're running fourth and popped a right rear tire and kind of got hosed on getting back out from the block push shoot. And then Bloomington, we just missed setup. Hobstock, we ran great. And then Montpelier, we didn't have our best car. So it's been a good year. We know we have the speed and we've had good cars. It's just a matter of getting everything to click and to flow just right. And we've done that, you know, new team, everybody's blending and working so well together now. It makes my job easy at the racetrack and even back when I get back to the shop and have to wash and maintenance, you know, the guys are working hard every night to make my life easier altogether. So it's definitely a team, you know, effort and it's showing.
What is the plan for 2016 besides the USAC National Sprint Car Series? Are you going to be running some other stuff, some other divisions? What all do you have going on for the rest of the year?
Well, the 98 car, we're only running the USAC National races. And then I've teamed up with Dave Stensland and his father. I'm going to be running the SSC 41, a lot of the local races around Indiana. You know, Putnamville and Kokomo this weekend, and then back to the USAC deal next weekend. So I've got my schedule pretty full. I think I had like 78 races on tap before the season started, and obviously been rained out a few times now. But yeah, it helps keep me on edge and keep things going. And you know, running for Dave and them, it makes it a lot easier to have a week off from running my stuff in the middle of the year.
Chad Basefield joining us on the line. Something that a lot of fans got exposed to at Montpelier, some of the Indiana races this year, is the new USAC backup car rule, where you're only penalized one race to start in the back. For instance, if you change cars before the heat race, you have to go to the back of the heat race, but you get your time back in wherever you end up for the feature or the B main, depending on what you have to run next. You're not only a driver, but your partner's in your race team. What are your thoughts on the new backup car rule?
I am not in much favor for it. It makes it to where you have to have a backup car ready. There's no use to have a motor under the cabinet and just change a motor. You know, I think if you bring a backup car out, that you should be penalized the rest of the night and start, and you lose your qualifying time. You shouldn't get the qualifying time for a car that you didn't qualify. You know, it definitely makes to where if you wanted to, you could, you know, bring another car out for the heat race because the track slicked off or anything like that. So I don't know that it's to an advantage necessarily to do that, but I don't think that you should get your time back for a car that you didn't qualify. It kind of doesn't necessarily add to the expense of racing, but it just makes to where we'll just bring the other car out when you don't need to. So I think that it's a little, I don't agree with it, but I guess if you're on the favor side of it, then it's okay for you.
Chad Basefield joining us on the line. One thing I did kind of wonder, why are the USAC teams more equipped to do a second car rather than a motor swap that we're seeing with like the wing teams and whatnot? Because we see a lot of the All-Star and even the regional wing teams, they have a problem. They'll bring the car in, they'll just change the motor. Why are the USAC teams more set up to just go to the second backup car?
I don't know, honestly. If it was me and I had another motor, I would just change the motor. But Like we keep two complete cars, but that's all the motors we have is two. So we don't have a motor to put under the cabinet. And with the rule now, we have to have the backup car ready. Otherwise, I would probably just have a motor sitting underneath the cabinet and not one in the backup car. But with the way the rules are, that now that's another reason probably why you just change cars, because you don't get penalized anything for doing that. So I you know, some of the wing teams obviously are a little better funded. I know, like the Hoffmans, they did a motor swap Saturday rather than changing to the backup car. So, which they kept their spot and were able to win the B main and not lose anything in that race.
Well, Chad, you're on the right direction, it sounds like, for the 2016 season. I'm sure you have some people to thank as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with Chuck and Fred coming on board, there's plenty of other people that are making this easier. We don't have any big corporate sponsor or anything. That's why the side of our car is pretty plain. But yeah, I mean, FK Shocks, Maxim Chassis, Amsoil, Midwest Shades, Rockwell Time, Bell Helmets, Hooker Harnesses, DMI, Pack Springs, just everybody that is put forth to whether it be give us some free product or even just helping us out with a discounted price on parts, stuff like that. Indy Race Parts has done a lot for us, and Manville Motorsports, just everything. You know, we've been going through tires a lot, and they're not cheap. So definitely thankful for everybody that does pitch in and help us to keep this team going around and on the right track. So it's going to be a fun year, and looking forward to getting going again here in 2 weeks.
Well, Chad, hopefully we get a chance to do this again later in the year, because if you do, that means you're running really well and you're making news and we get to talk to you, man. So
perfect.
Thanks for taking time out for us, perfect. And have a great evening.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Chad Baysflug, we're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, Greg Dahlman's going to help us preview the Great Lakes Super Sprint Series opener this weekend. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. Seven races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJ Sideways Podcast. Of course, every week we do a feature winners list, and that list is set to come out tomorrow when it does. Brian Clausen will still lead the way this week with 12 feature victories. Donnie Schatz and Jamie Veal tied for the second spot with 9 feature wins. Stephen Lyons with 8 feature victories. And Brad Sweet and Kerry Madsen both with 7 feature wins this calendar year. For full list will be out sometime tomorrow around lunchtime. Now joining us on the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline, a driver that plans on opening this season with the Great Lakes Super Sprints, veteran driver, hard to believe because I remember seeing this guy take his first sprint car laps ever around Butler and I-96 Speedway. And Greg Dahlman, we're sitting here today getting ready to start another season.
Yeah, how you doing, TJ?
I'm doing great tonight. Let's talk about the situation that we have in the Great Lakes State this year, because you and I have been through it where we've had a couple different options of where to race, and you have your own race team. So I want to talk to you first about what the plan is for 2016. Where are we going to see Greg Dahlman racing?
Mainly up here in Michigan with the GLSS, but we're still going to bounce and get over to run WSSAD a little bit too when our schedule's open. But our concentration's on the GLSS series, so we'll see what we can do there.
First weekend for a new series, you know, this weekend, Friday at I-96 Speedway, Saturday at the Owendale Speedway. For you, is it exciting to go into something new like this, or is it more a little bit nervous? How does it feel going into a brand new series?
I think it's just normal, you know, normal routine. I think it's the race directors more nervous than the racers. I think we're just going to business as usual, basically.
Greg Dahlman joining us. Anything new for your program this year? Anything different we're going to see?
No, not really. Not really. Still doing a lot of the 360 stuff. That's basically all we got is the 360s. And so we're just going to stay around up here in Michigan. And then Memorial Weekend, we'll be down with the NRA running the 3-day. Ohio Swing, so I'm looking really forward to that one too.
Now, I-96, brand new racing surface coming to Friday night. How do you approach that when you go to a racetrack? You know it's been dramatically changed from the year before.
I guess you just kind of got to wing it a little bit. It's changed configurations a few times, so we'll just see what we can do. Just get out there and hot laps and try to get adjusted to it.
And, of course, we have Owendale Speedway on Saturday, which is Owendale's a little bit different than most of the other tracks in Michigan shape-wise, at least from looking at from the announcer booth, the grandstands. It just looks different in a lot of other places. Is there any place you can compare it to other in the state, or is it kind of a one-off?
It's a one-off. It's real, you know, I feel it's flat. You know, it's kind of a little quarter mile, third mile. I like it actually up there. It's a, you know, it's a driver's track basically. You got to be patient.
Greg Dahlman, of course, joining us. And when you say driver's track, why do you think you guys make more of a difference at Owendale?
It's just because of the fact that it's a basically a one line, and you just got to be patient and wait for the guy to slip up in front of you and take advantage of it when you got a chance. So it's one of those deals.
And I joke too that it's very Eldora-esque in its location when you go there, because it's flat and you can see for about 10 miles away.
Yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere. That's for sure.
But it's crazy. The fans come out for the sprint cars there, though. It's always the biggest event, seems like, they have up there all year.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of people up there. Last time we were up there, and they were just people come out of the woodwork there.
You know, when you first heard about the sod package, because you said you're going to do some sod racing this year, do you think that tire is going to be as much of an equalizer as they're hoping it's going to be?
I don't know. I can't really put a thought on it yet.
Oh, come on,
you know,
Greg.
Nobody's
come
ran
on.
It.
Come on, Greg.
Nobody's ran it. No, I don't. I mean, be honest with you, on a track like Crystal or some of these smaller places, a 305 could actually come up there and probably do really well. Maybe a Hartford, though, I still think the 410, you know, I still think they're going to get around, you know, faster lap times than the 360. It's just the fact that the bigger the track. So that's my thought.
Greg Dahlman joining us on the line. What do you expect competition-wise with the GLSS this year? Some of the people like Dustin Daggett are going to be there. Ryan Rule is going to be there. We're hearing some things like maybe some Ohio teams might come up. What are you expecting competition-wise?
I'm thinking it's going to be really competitive. It's going to be a real competitive series. We get some of the Ohio guys up here. They're going to be probably dropping in and out. I don't know how many are going to come up full-time, but it'll be really competitive, you know, instead of the three or four or five guys, there could be a night where, you know, we could get a dozen guys really going after it, and that'll be fun.
Now, one thing Barry does have this year is he has some co-sanctioned races with the American Sprint Car Series National Tour. Are you kind of excited to see where you stack up against those National Tour guys?
Yeah, I really am. They're coming to Plymouth there and then to Hartford. Yeah, I've been excited about this one since I heard about it, because that's basically, like I said, they're the best of the best as far as the 360 series. And like you said, you can stack up where you're at.
One of the things we've had trouble with in the past is getting teams excited to follow an entire series. Now that we have these two series, they have shorter schedules, mostly in-state, a little bit of travel. Do you think that's going to promote teams like yours to follow the entire series, or maybe before you, it might not have been worth following the entire deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think for especially Michigan teams, I mean, you can go, you've got two series you can bounce around. You can almost put a 30 race season together. So I think it's pretty good for a team of local teams anyways around here and in the Michigan area.
What makes you as a team owner and driver enthused to follow an entire season and race for points? Is it how you're treated? Is it more a financial thing? What's the biggest decision maker in that?
Well, before, like I said, it was Assad, you know, it was up here and that was basically local, and both, I guess, financial reasons and, just competitive and being local, actually, you know, instead of having to travel, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours away. And if you can hit a race here and there and, you know, stay competitive, you got some good competitors still in the series, and that's why we still stay with it.
Well, Greg, I'm sure you have some people to thank, too, heading into the new season.
Yeah, I like to thank Schaefer's Oil, Kistler Engines. Paul and Tom are really good guys down there. Kistler Racing Products and Engine Pro and Promac Engineering. And special thanks to Jason Fawzi and Fawzi Farms down there. They help us out real well.
Well, Greg, so. I didn't go easy on you, but you did a great job, and I look forward to seeing you on Friday.
All right, thanks again.
Greg Dahlman, he'll see him with the Great Lakes Super Sprint this weekend. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dusty Zomer. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. 7 races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com. sprintcarsuperstars.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJSlideways.com podcast. Joining us now in the Specialty Fuels and Logistics Hotline was the driver that won the Bumper to Bumper Interstate Racing Association main event Saturday night at the Wilmot Raceway. Driver of the Buffalo Wild Wings, number 82, Dusty Zomer. And Dusty, it was kind of a weekend of travel for you. I pull in Eldora Speedway, and I didn't quite expect to see your team show up there, but yet you're in the infield. So when was the decision made to go to Eldora on Friday?
Yeah, well, definitely was a fun week. We started off in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right.
On Wednesday with the Outlaws down there, and I had never been down there before. And our biggest thing is, and thanks to the owners of Todd and Susan LaHaye, is to definitely get me out there on the road and see a lot of different tracks, a lot of variety. It's helped me out tremendously, and we decided to go to Jacksonville. The guys had to go to Maxim in Springfield there, and Jacksonville was racing on Wednesday night. And then we had made a trip out to Eldora last fall. And like anything else, it's a challenge going to new tracks, and the first time there or whatever was kind of adapting to it as fast as I could, and I struggled just a little bit, and so it was kind of an idea to go back and make another run there and see once, obviously, if we couldn't improve and I couldn't get a little better. And so we decided to go to Eldora Friday night, and it's not too often, obviously, being from the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area, that I've had the chance or an opportunity to race out at the track, out in Ohio. And so when the opportunity knocked, we just, we decided, let's go with it. And again, it's all about learning and getting some good notes and possibly preparing for a bigger event down the road. But we decided to go there, and then after Friday night, like I said, we've always kind of running around and trying to hit up a lot of new tracks for myself. The crew chief Greg McCormick's been to a lot of tracks, being the helping out, that he's done on the Outlaw Tour with some of the guys, some of the teams, and it was a lot of a little traveling, but at the same time, we're always usually up to the task, obviously, and the weather played out fairly nicely, and we were able to race all three events. And I would say, the weekend was a good, successful weekend. Probably the only thing, is Eldora. I slipped back there a little bit from where I started, but the track was really, really slippery, and it was really kind of unique to get around, and you had to keep your wing speed up, and sometimes searching for some moisture, when there's no moisture out there, kind of hurts you. But it was one of those deals where I definitely learned a lot, and if we ever go back there, I think we can just keep improving on what we did, and and running that many laps around there or whatever has helped me. So that was kind of the week that we had planned, and we had fun with it, and I think it was fairly successful.
Let's talk about Wilmot on Saturday. Never an easy task when you have to take on Bill Balog and the crew up with the IRA. So talk about getting it done at Wilmot on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, usually, traveling around and enough, with different series, a lot of times you don't want to go into a racetrack that you've never been to or that, maybe you've even been to once. You don't want to underestimate anybody. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot of cars, and they're familiar with the racetrack more so than what I would be. So you go in there, and obviously, Bill, he's a solid racer, and especially up in those parts there, he's raced at those tracks quite a bit. And then also you get the guys like Brandon Wimmer, and you throw some guys in there that know how to get around some short tracks. You don't underestimate any of those guys. So you just go out there with the idea of obviously adapting to the racetrack and the facility as fast as possible. And I thought we did a really nice job of that. The track was they had a nice curb around the outside of it. And if you had to, you could still stick it on the bottom. But it was another short track, and it was flat, and it was kind of unique in itself. And definitely glad that that we went and got some laps around there. And it seems like I enjoy going to Wisconsin. We go up there, we usually have some pretty good luck. So it was kind of on the way back from Eldora, and we had fun doing it. And it was ended up turning out good for us at the end of the night.
Dusty Zomer joining us on the line now. You're from the Dakotas, and this year is a big change in the sprint car world up there with the now Badlands Speedway. It used to be Huset Speedway going to Saturday night. What kind of opportunity has that opened up for the sprint car drivers in the Dakotas?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been one of those deals where exciting changes, I guess, have come to our area, and I don't think that this area has seen that that many exciting changes happen. So not only for the racers, but for the fans. And I think everyone's got a little bit of excitement going into the year to see once all the changes are taking place. I think for the racing community, especially this area, it's always been a fairly good-sized racing community, not just for sprint cars, but other racing classes as well. And I think with the extra payouts, will definitely help cash flow a lot of people's expenses throughout the summer, help people be able to afford it, because it is a very expensive sport no matter what class you race, and everyone has a budget. And so having those extra payouts, I think, will definitely help keep the cash flow going for a lot of the teams to keep coming back week after week. And it definitely, I think, it entices people to obviously want to step up to this, the next level, or if you're coming from a lower division, to go up to that next class, because you see the cash flow that you can create with what they're paying. And I think it's going to be exciting. Obviously, the first year, there's always a few hiccups here and there. But like any other organization, it's you adapt with them and you go with the flow, and you make some minor changes, and that's to be expected. But I'm excited for it. The track itself, I think, will be fairly close to probably the same as what it always has been. They're not really changing that too much. It's that part will still be the same. And I think fans will have the options to, if they can't make it both nights, they'll still be able to see a great show Saturday night with the 410s and a great show with the 360s on Sunday.
Now, do you think the Badlands success, or how it goes, will help positively with things like River Cities and the Northern Outlaw Sprint Association? Do you think there'll be some residual benefit there?
Well, I mean, a lot of, as we've traveled up north before, up North Dakota and Grand Forks area, and there's kind of a little hotbed up there too for sprint cars. And it does give options for guys that want to come down that couldn't come down before on a Sunday night because they had to work Monday morning. So it's going to give them some options to possibly come down and race on occasion if they want to. I think, like I said earlier, I think it will entice people to possibly maybe try to go run up to Grand Forks on Friday night and possibly then come back down to Badlands from our area, But I think it can be a good thing. It gives, like I said, another option to race 410s, because around the Sioux Falls area, they're just really not, until they changed it this year, they're really Saturday nights. there really wasn't a lot of options to go choose from on Saturday nights to race a 410 if you wanted to. So it will be interesting to see see guys possibly come in from different areas and test it out and check out the facility. And I think it'll help overall, especially with the payouts.
What is your plan for 2016? You mentioned you guys are trying to see a lot of different styles of racetracks. They're trying to expose you to different places. What is your plan for 2016 with the 82 car?
Yeah, basically, our schedule consists of a lot of World Outlaw shows. A lot of shows, obviously, Saturday and Sunday nights at Badlands. And the NOSA shows up in North Dakota and in Minnesota area. And some ASCS stuff, 360 stuff. We like to throw the 360 in every now and then and go race that too. And we have a lot of fun with that. And that's as competitive as ever too. And that's basically, we like to hit up a lot of those shows. Usually in the springtime and fall time, we'll be traveling more. But as we get closer to summer, lots of times we'll be closer to the North Dakota, South Dakota, area. And then it's fun. And for myself, especially because I ran Knoxville for many years. And that was basically what all I did was the half mile. So it's been fun for myself to go to a lot of these shorter tracks and improve myself at those tracks. And I actually have, not to say I don't like, or I don't have any fun at a half mile anymore, but those short tracks, I definitely take a liking to them just because it does really make a good racer out of you and makes you really aggressive in the car. And racing around the countryside has really helped me out. Quite a bit, especially when I come back this way to tracks I'm familiar with.
Something you and I share is we both hold down day jobs by doing all this racing craziness. how hard is it to balance the work and the racing?
It's not too hard at all. I mean, thankfully, I got a great team in the racing side of it. Greg, the crew chief, and Dalton, Johnson, he helps out. They do all the work basically. Which allows me to do my day job. And, a lot of the day job consists of, truck drivers and dispatching and doing the bookwork for my dad's trucking business. And we, on both sides of it, I got work for my dad. And at the same time, I got a great race team that knows that I have, a day job and, they're able to prepare the racing side of it. And so, the focus is basically like a lot of times during the middle of the week, when I'm working, you really focus on the work, getting the job done there. And then it's kind of like, hitting a switch and then you can focus on the racing deal. And you get a clear mind and you go into an event and you want to do your best because those two have been working all week hard, getting everything prepared. And it's been a lot of fun and really kind of a stress reliever too. Sometimes work, you have Mondays, multiple days, And you get to go to the racetrack and you're like, all right, we get to stay on the gas and have some fun,
But you're in position now where you show up with your helmet. It sounds like that's got to be a huge relief for you.
Well, yeah, I like working on stuff. I like working on the cars. I like going around the shop and helping out on things and doing what I need to do as well. And I know, like, even during the weekend or whatever, when it comes to, maintenance in the car, cleaning the car, cleaning the trailer, doing whatever we need to do to prepare, I enjoy doing that stuff. Obviously, it makes me feel part of the team as well. And it definitely is just kind of one of those deals where I don't like just to sit idle. I like to be doing something. And so it's kind of a work hard, play hard mentality. And I definitely feel privileged to drive the 82 car. And I was really happy that obviously it works out with my dad's company and his trucking business to be able to possibly, leave when I need to as long as I get my work done, so he says.
Exactly. If you're a good enough employee, they pretty much, as long as you're getting what you need to get done, they'll take care of you. So Dusty Zomer joining us. Okay, low-hanging fruit time. It's the obvious question. Your car owner is a proprietor of multiple Buffalo Wild Wings establishments. We've got to ask you, Dusty Zomer, which wing sauce is your favorite?
I get asked that a lot, or a lot of times we get asked, do you have any wing sauce with you? But I am a fan actually of Asian Zing. I do like a little spice to it or whatever, that's definitely probably up there as far as one of my favorites. Obviously, you can go with the ghost pepper if you want to, but you better have something there to drink with you.
I was going to say, I think we need to work on this. I think we need Zoom Zoom sauce personally. I mean a signature bottle with the car on it myself, but that's just me. So, well, Dusty, really appreciate you taking time out for us and to join us. It was great seeing you on Friday, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. It was nice meeting you for once, kind of putting a face to a name or whatever, and hopefully we'll see you again before the year's out.
Likewise. Dusty Zomer, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this edition of the TJSlideways.com podcast.
If you're looking to add a little edge to your racing program, repair your engine, maybe even look into a new engine, Bailey Racing Engines of Coldwater, Michigan is a fine supporter of TJSlideways.com. Visit them online at BaileyEngines.com or call them at 517-278-8488.
The Must-See Sprint Car Series is back on MAB TV. 7 races, including the Little 500. It all starts Thursday, May 12th, only on MAB TV. For more info, visit MustSeeRacing.com.
All-Star Performance is a manufacturer and supplier of racing and high-performance auto parts, accessories, and specialty tools. From quarter midgets to sprint cars, All-Star Performance has all of the accessories you need. To find a dealer near you, visit allstarperformance.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
Blade Shock Technology is a cutting-edge shock bump stop technology company located in Northwest Ohio. Specializing in sprint car racing, new and used sales, service, and repair, Eric Slade and his crew have over 30 years' experience working with shocks, from the short tracks to the super speedways. For more information, visit SladeShockTechnology.com. Slade Shock Technology, where knowledge and experience make the difference.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways podcast. Back Racing Chassis would like to congratulate the following drivers that picked up feature victories over the past weekend. Brian Brown, Chad Basflug, who you heard from earlier, Dusty Zomer, who you just heard from, Kyle Moody, Danny Lisowski, and Lance DeWeese. For more information, you can visit Maxim Chassis online at racemaxims.com. Back again here in the Engine Pro Studios, I'd like to thank our guests this evening, Brad Lamberson, of course, you mentioned Chad Basflug, Greg Dahlman, and Dusty Zomer, who actually wasn't originally in the plans when I went into the Eldora weekend on Friday, and we got to talking. I'm like, I want to have this guy on, and we're glad that we were able to make that happen. And might not be our only podcast of the week. We might have some big news coming down the pipe later this week. You're going to be wanting to pay attention to the website tomorrow. There's supposed to be some big news coming down you're going to want to hear about sometime in the morning, hopefully, or afternoon if all goes well. And we may be doing a breaking news podcast in the evening to cover that news if everything comes to fruition. Good news for the World of Sprint Car Racing, hopefully coming out tomorrow. And another busy weekend, home game weekend. Plan right now is to do I-96 Speedway on Friday night with the Great Lakes Super Sprints, and then Saturday night with the Engine Pro Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP. So we'll get one of each series. We'll have a good impression of where everything stands at that point. And I think what we're going to see right now isn't going to match where both these series are going to be June and July, but we're going to be able to get a baseline at least after this weekend. The head-to-head race, probably not ideal right off the bat, but we're going to see some people make some choices of where they really feel like they want to go right off the bat, which could be interesting as well. And it's going to be a great storyline throughout the weekend. May opt into going to see the World of Outlaws at Plymouth Speedway. I want to wish all of those people best of luck. Biggest race maybe ever at the Plymouth Speedway going to happen on Friday. Hopefully they put a person in every one of the seats in that massive grandstand. I mean, a couple farmers are making a killing off some parking there. But I hope it goes well, because that track is only a couple hours away. And if they can get everything going really good there, that could be a good asset to the area as well. That's going to wrap up this edition of the TJ Slideways .com podcast. Of course, we record the normal podcast every Monday night, but if all goes well, we may have a special edition in the middle of the week, and look for a post-race podcast following Friday and Saturday's racing action. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.